Transmission. Streaming live at 1230 AM WDBZ.com.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Bishop Bobby Hilton, the Bishop Bobby Hilton Radio Show here at 1230 AM WDBZ, your community and inspiration station. Streaming all over the world at 1230 AM WDBZ.com. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, boy, I tell you, our prayers go out to all the families affected by the crash of that Continental jetliner this week. Many of us travel, many of us fly, and so we just pray for all of the bereaved families there and the bereaved families all over the nation. We pray that the comfort of God will surround them and lift them in this hour. This past week, my wife and I were at Bootsy Collins Restaurant downtown right across the street from the Air North, and Bootsy and his wife were having a special program for fallen soldiers. And I was honored to meet the father of Matt Maupin. And so we pray for all of the fallen soldiers. And I tell you, if you haven't been to Bootsy's Restaurant, you ought to check it out. Lincoln was down there with us Monday night, and we had a great, great grand time. Now, I've got a question for you. I have a question for you. Do you believe in miracles? I know folk think that things are just coincidental and things just happen. But I need to know, do you believe in miracles? I know that I serve a God of miracles. Webster's Dictionary defines a miracle as an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. And let me tell you, this is one time you need to call everybody, you know, you need to call every preacher, every teacher, every believer, every non-believer, because I've got someone in the studio. I have some people in the studio with me, and I'm telling you, the witness of an absolute divine miracle. A sister that was diagnosed with colon cancer. She and her husband are here with me, Brenda Bostic and Cedric Bostic, diagnosed with colon cancer, went through a whole lot of stuff we're going to talk about today. Went through a whole lot of stuff. I'm telling you, we're going to talk about it, how the insurance company didn't even want to treat her because they didn't think it was no hope at all. We're going to talk about the things she went through, but I want you to know there's a miracle in here with me today. Her physician is even going to call. The surgeon's going to call in on the broadcast, and two physicians, matter of fact, we expect to call in today, and we're going to talk about it. And I'm just telling you, you need to call everybody you know, because there's a miracle up in the studio with me. I want you to call in as we go through 513-749-1230. Do you believe in miracles? Now, I don't want to hear about your miracle today. I don't have time for you to tell your miracle. We're going to hear about her miracle. But you can call in and say, yeah, I believe it, and God's worked a miracle for me. You can be a witness, and you can call in and ask questions as we go forth, because her story is for God's glory, and we're going to tell it today. Hey, this is the Bishop Bobby Hill Radio Show, and you know what? God did this thing.
I was in need of a breakthrough, running out of time, and I didn't know what to do. Called on Jesus and praised his name. All I can tell you is I've never been the same. God did it.
God did that thing.
God did that thing.
God did that thing.
Oh, we came through.
Came through.
To do the same. For me, I was in distress, but he gave me rest, and now I can say the Lord made a way. God did it.
God did that thing.
God did that thing.
God did that thing.
Oh, we came through.
You'll
be the same. God did it.
God did that.
Evangelist Dolphin Norman.
Do you believe in miracles? I want to hear from you today. We're going to tell this story to the glory of God. I mean, real miracles sitting up in here. Get all the doubters, get all those that says God won't do it and can't do it. I want them to hear this today. You're going to hear from this young lady, you're going to hear from her husband, you're going to hear from physicians. And you know what? I was right there too. I witnessed this thing. Real cancer, diagnosed with cancer, spread all over her body. But you know what? She got another report just a few weeks ago from the doctor. They said, cure. You're going to hear about it today. 513-749-1230. You got somebody that's trying to trust God for a healing, trying to believe God for a miracle. Tell them to tune in today. You're going to hear this miracle on the Bishop Bobby Hill Radio Show. Oh, I'm excited about what we're going to deal with today. It's miracle time.
Think about something happen.
We're going to take a break in a moment, and I'm coming back to talk to Brenda Bostic, Cedric Bostic, and you on the Bishop Bobby Hill Radio Show here at 1230 AM WDBZ, your community and inspiration station. Do you believe in miracles? Oh, it's coming up. We'll be back.
It's the new 1230 AM WDBZ, your community and inspiration station. On the air, the new 1230 AM WDBZ. And on the web at 1230 AM WDBZ.com, your community and inspiration station, WDBZ.
You're a great job. There's no one else like you, Jesus.
There is no one else like
you. You're so great.
You're so great.
You do miracles.
This is Bishop Bobby Hilton, the Bishop Bobby Hilton Radio Show here at 1230 AM WDBZ, your community and inspiration station. Do you believe in miracles? Oh, I have a miracle that you must hear about today. I'm honored to have in the studio with me Sister Brenda Bostic, Deacon Cedric Bostic. How you doing, Sister Brenda?
I'm good. How are you, Bishop?
I'm doing well. Deacon Cedric, how you doing?
Hello, Bishop. We're doing fine.
I'm telling you, to look at this lady in the studio today, you would never, ever, ever know that she's been through anything like she's been through. Sister Mary, you can call back. I'm coming to you. You would never know that she's been through what she has been through. Never, ever know it. But she has been through some very severe, notice I said been through, went through, and God brought her out. Sometimes we see the glory of God in folks' lives, but we don't know their story. And Sister Brenda, we're putting this story, and we're going to make sure the world hears that God is a miracle worker.
Praise God.
God is a miracle worker. I will never forget you coming into my office when we were on Hearn Avenue. And stopping there, and I don't know if you've been to the doctor that day. You had been to the doctor that day.
Yes.
So tell us about what happened that day.
Well, on that particular day, I had a doctor's appointment. I had problems with bleeding. Rectal bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the physician had recommended that I see a gastroenterologist, a specialist, to have a colonoscopy. And on that particular day, that Wednesday, I had the colonoscopy. And at that time, the physician knew just from one look in the scope how severe it was and what colon cancer looked like.
Wow.
And he told me at that point it was colon cancer and they needed to remove those tumors that were in my colon.
Wow. So you go to the physician and they see immediately from a colonoscopy,
mm-hmm,
that you have colon cancer. And they told you that day that you had colon cancer. Oh, my goodness. There's so much to this story. And I need you all to make sure you need to call everybody that you know has ever suffered with anything. Anybody that really believes God, because I'm telling you, you're going to hear a faith report this day. 513-749-1230. Hey, Mary, how you doing?
I'm back doing. I'm hurting. Arthritis is kicking on me. You all right?
I'm doing good.
You sound good.
Hey, I feel good in Jesus' name.
Well, that's wonderful.
And we're going to kick that arthritis off of you, too.
Yeah, pray for me. You know, I want to say that God, he works miracles with me when I be driving, you know.
Okay.
It's terrible out there when you're on the road, and a lot of times you don't know where you're going.
Right.
So I've seen many miracles worked on me out there.
Well, all right.
And I want to also say, may I say one more thing?
Yeah, go on and say one more thing.
You know, God is something, because we're supposed to love. You're supposed to love your brother and people you don't know. Your neighbors, and love them like you love your enemies, and love them like you love yourself.
That's right.
Now, who do I love like I love myself? You know, I got a lot of work to do, and I'm trying to get to heaven, but I got a whole lot to do.
All right. Well, keep pursuing the Lord, Mary.
Thank you.
Did you get your CD yet?
Yeah, that's what I called to say.
Oh, that's what you called to say.
Yes.
All right.
Told whoever answered the phone, they wouldn't give me their name. But I told him that's what I was calling for.
So you got that CD. Have you been playing it?
Yes, and thanks. Yeah, it's so beautiful.
All right. Well, keep turning it up and just blowing it up all over there, okay?
All right.
God bless you, dear.
All right.
All right. All right. We're getting back to this testimony. Sister Brenda Bosick is here. Went to the doctor's office for a colonoscopy because she'd been having problems with rectal bleeding. And they do the colonoscopy. And that moment, that day, the doctor tells you, you have colon cancer.
Exactly, colon cancer. That was June of 1992.
That was June of 1992. Wow. How did you take that? I mean, that's something. That's a statement.
Right. It was devastating to hear. Cancer, when you hear the word cancer, you automatically think something really, really critical is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, cancer is associated with death, per se, but, of course, that's not always the case.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're talking with a miracle right now.
Yes, yes.
So, but it was hard. Thank God for my husband, Cedric, being with me. My mother was there, Sister Sarah McDavis, and a very close friend that's no longer with us, Sister Minnie Morrell.
Mm-hmm.
And they were there, and they were really a support to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even though I heard him say that, it really had not quite sunken in.
Okay.
You know, so I just, heard what he had to say. And then, of course, being doctors, immediately they're wanting to plan the next step, which
mm-hmm.
was surgery. We need to get that tumor out of you.
Mm.
And that's basically what was done. And there was no hesitation there.
They wanted to get in there and begin surgery and to get the tumor out.
Exactly.
Now, this is also what I remember. I remember you coming to church that evening because some folk might, you know, they would have heard a word like that and just collapsed. But you did not collapse. Apparently, there was some faith in you.
Absolutely.
There was a word of God already on the inside of you.
Absolutely.
Because you came to my office that night. And what's the statement you said to me before you walked out the door?
I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord.
I shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. And I just believe with everything on the inside of me that that's why you live this day. Because although you got that diagnosis from the physicians, you yet said, I'm going to grab the word from the Lord
Absolutely.
And say, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Let me go to the phone line. Looks like, is that Mother Monday?
Yes.
Hey, Mother, how you doing?
Praise the Lord, Bishop.
Praise the Lord.
I'm doing wonderful. I just wanted to say that I am a big part of this miracle.
Yeah, you were there, too.
Those two got married in my backyard.
Yes, I remember that lovely backyard wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
1989. And when this happened to her, she called and asked me to come to her house and anoint her and her house and everything.
Mm.
And so many, many times that she needed to be prayed when she called me and said, Mother, pray for me. We need to pray.
Now, you know, all of this is important. All of this is very important. It denotes the mindset that she had.
Yes.
Not collapsing, but saying, come and pray for my house. Just anoint the whole house
mm-hmm.
because I got to have the right spirit, got to have the right mindset, got to have the right worship, got to have the right praise going on in my home.
Yes, I anointed her entire house, the furniture, her, everything.
Yeah.
And I prayed for her constantly, and I'm just so grateful to God for what he has done in their lives.
Isn't this a miracle?
She and Cedric's life. And at one point, I know they told her that she'd never birth a child.
Mm-hmm.
And look at what God has done.
Yeah, we haven't even got to that part of the story yet.
I'm getting ahead of you. Okay, I just wanted to call and acknowledge that I'm listening to you.
All right, thank you, dear.
And I'm praying for you daily, Bishop.
Thank you so much. I need those prayers. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right, God bless you, dear. That's Mother Bundy. She was there, too. And again, so she says to me that night, I shall not die but live. She's calling the saints saying, come and pray for me. Come and pray in my home. All of this is important, people, God. If you are believing God, if you're going to take a stance, if you're going to trust God, you've got to trust him all the way. Let every demon in hell know I trust God. I heard that report, but I got another report that my God is a healer. My God is a deliverer. Deacon Cedric, when she told you about this, what kind of reaction did you have when she told you, I've gone to the doctor and they've diagnosed me with colon cancer? What was your reaction like?
Well, I was pretty devastated because we were, as Mother Mundy was saying, we were newlyweds at the time, probably, well, we married 3 years, 2 years, and it was just devastating information.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like we were saying, we just had a bunch of praying people that were around us, and I just needed those people around in my life just to keep my faith built up.
Praise
to
God.
Me through this situation.
Absolutely. Now from there, Brenda, they've diagnosed you with the colon cancer. They've said you've got to have surgery. So take us to the next steps. What were the next things that happened?
Well, I had the colon surgery. That was immediately in June of 1992.
So you were diagnosed in June 1992.
Within one week.
Okay.
I was having the surgery. And at that time, of course, it was called a colon resection. That's the type of surgery that was
done.
And some people that have had colon surgery end up having a colostomy, but that did not happen to me.
Mm.
They did the resection of my colon, and I did not require a colostomy.
So that's another miracle right there. Here they are cutting tumors out of your colon.
Mm-hmm.
Many people end up with a colostomy.
Exactly.
But God already gave you a miracle right there.
Right there. And, you know, I was concerned about having a colostomy, and God said, no, I wouldn't allow that to happen to you. He did just that. And after the colon surgery was performed, they did a CT scan.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, during the surgery, they also removed lymph nodes.
Mm.
They were concerned how many lymph nodes were involved and if cancer cells were in those lymph nodes.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, they were. And of course.
And now, what I've been told, if the cancer cells are in your lymph nodes, that's mean it's spreading throughout your body.
Exactly.
And most folk are not giving you much chance.
Right. And that's exactly what had happened. It had spread to my liver. And my liver was basically just full of cancer cells.
My God.
Nodules were all over the place.
And
that's when the diagnosis was made. It was terminal colon cancer with metastasis to the lung, liver.
People, are you all hearing this? Are you hearing this? She received a diagnosis from the physician. You have terminal colon cancer, metastasis
to the liver.
Your liver is also filled with cancer. It's in your lymph nodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically all over your body.
Exactly.
My God.
Exactly.
And this is all in 1992.
All in 1992. The oncologist came to my room and he said to me, it's no cure. Those were his exact words.
Oh, my God.
There is not a cure for the type of cancer you have.
Wait a minute. Let me write.
To the liver.
The oncologist comes to your room.
Yes.
And says, there's no cure.
There's no cure.
At that moment, he's telling you, there's no hope.
Exactly.
There's nothing we can do with this kind of cancer that was in your colon. It's spread to your liver. Mm-hmm. It's in your lymph nodes. That means it's just all over your body. There's no cure.
Exactly.
Are they saying the same things that you said, Jacob? Are they saying that there's no cure? You know, that prepare yourself. We don't know how much time she has, or what were they saying?
Pretty much so. I was with Brenda during these meetings, and, you know, we were just hearing the same information, you know, the both of us.
Wow.
Yes.
My God.
It was pretty devastating.
They say to you, there's no cure.
Yeah.
But one thing I can say, I never saw you hold your head down. I never saw you looking like a victim. I never saw you looking defeated.
No.
And they had told you this thing is terminal and there's no cure. Mm-hmm. But there was something way deep down in your spirit that was vibrating up in the heavenlies. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. Oh, y'all better hear this. Listen, call everybody. You know, you've got to hear this testimony. You've got to hear this praise report. And at the top of the hour, her physicians are going to be calling in. You're going to even hear from the doctors what they saw, what they thought, and what they said. But she sits here this day, healed and delivered. If you didn't believe in a miracle, you might as well start believing in a miracle right now, because there's a miracle in the house with me. This is the Bishop Bobby Hill Radio Show, 1230 AM WDBZ, your community and inspiration station. You can call us if you like, 513-749-1230. We'll be right back.
You do miracles.
Your community and inspiration station. The new 1230 AM WDBZ. The new 1230 AM WDBZ. Your community and inspiration station.
This is Bishop Bobby Hilton, the Bishop Bobby Hilton Radio Show. The whole earth is filled with the glory of God. Do you believe in miracles? I'm telling you, I have a miracle in the studio with me today. You've got to hear her story. If you've been a critic, if you've wondered, does God really exist? Does he really work miracles? You need to tune in. You need to call everybody you know. If they live in Los Angeles, tell them to tune in to 1230 AM WDBZ.com. They need to hear about this. And you know what? What he's done for some, he'll do for others. But I want you to hear how this thing unfolded. Hear the mindset of Brenda Bostic. Oh, the glory of God is on her life. But she not only wants you to see the glory, she wants you to know the story. And you can give us a call, because I'll come to you and you can be a witness. 513-749-1230. 513-749-1230 is the number to call. We were talking about Brenda, how you got that diagnosis of colon cancer. And we even said during the break that it was no coincidence that you went to the doctor on a Wednesday.
Right.
Now talk about that. Why was it? You know, it was no coincidence.
God is in this, because that on Wednesday is our regular Bible study class.
Mm-hmm.
And after hearing that diagnosis, I said to myself, I just need to get to the house of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I knew once I got to the house of the Lord, everything was going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as soon as I opened the church doors, I went straight to my bishop to share with my bishop, because I knew that there was support from my bishop, encouragement from my bishop, and he was standing with me.
Yes.
And at that time, that's when I shared with Bishop that I shall not die but
yes,
live.
Yes.
And I stood on that scripture. I stood on that scripture because I knew it was strength. And it was not the end. Yeah, it sounded really bad, the diagnosis and all, but God has the final say-so in our life.
God
and
has the final
God's
say-so.
God's purpose for me had not been fulfilled.
Oh, you better come on now.
Therefore, I knew it was not over.
Your purpose was not over.
It was not. Oh, it hadn't been fulfilled. I had a lot to live for, and I was going to live, and I yet live.
And even in that, people go to church and they listen to the word, but you got to do more than just hear the word. You've got
Absolutely.
To practice.
Absolutely.
You have to put the word of God in practice. And not only had you heard the word, not only had you been taught faith, but you immediately
right.
put that faith into practice by saying, if I can just get
exactly.
to the house of God.
Exactly. And I, as Mother Mundy called in earlier, and I can recall many times she said, so much word has gone up in this house. You can lean against the wall
Good
and just
God
hear
Almighty.
And receive your healing just by leaning up against the wall. And I thought about it. It's sort of funny, but it's true.
It's,
you hear the word, you read the word, you study the word. So when different crises come up on you, it's time for you to put all of that word and faith into action and believe and stand on, and don't allow the enemy to tell you differently.
Good God Almighty. This has got me just shaking all in my
Hallelujah.
Soul. So it's June 1992. Mm-hmm. You go to the physician. They say you have colon cancer. Immediately you go into surgery,
mm-hmm.
and they find out during the surgery that it's in your lymph nodes.
Exactly.
And it has metastasized to
the liver.
And they give you the diagnosis, this is terminal. There is no cure for what you have.
Exactly. Now, the doctors attend what we call a tumor board utilization meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they discuss patient cases, those with cancer and others that are pretty critical. And during this discussion, the different surgeons and the different specialists that are part of this discuss my case.
Mm-hmm.
And their decision was, there isn't anything we can do for her. There's no need for us to try to do liver surgery. No need for us to try to do anything. Our suggestion or recommendation was for us to administer chemotherapy to her to perhaps give her a little more time to live. And what they basically were saying, my lifespan was between 6 months to 1 year.
Good God Almighty. 6 months to 1 year, they're saying you're going to live. No need of us expending all this stuff on surgeries.
Exactly.
Let's give her chemotherapy. Let's make her comfortable because she has from 6 months to 1 year to live. That was one report. But you believed another report that
I
shall not die. Oh, we get ready to shout up
again. I believe the report of the Lord. That's the report I believe, and that's
good
the report
God
I stood
about
on.
It. Good God about it. Y'all can call in. You know how it's getting hot up in here already. Brother Francis.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How you doing?
I can't hardly hold myself.
No, you can't.
I can't. I want to ask her a question.
Okay.
That name really rings a bell with me. Didn't she used to belong to Bethlehem Temple Church under the leadership of Bishop Young?
No, ma'am. I've always been a part of Word of Deliverance, formerly Church of Deliverance, under Bishop's father, Senior Bishop Hilton, on Hearn Street.
Reena, I asked you that. It used to be bus there, you know. At our church.
Okay.
That's when I asked you that.
Okay, that's all right.
Because I want to let you to know, too, honey, I believe in Hanama, divine healer.
All right.
See, come on.
I believe in divine healer.
I believe in divine healer. See, the doctor diagnosed me, too.
Okay.
In my liver.
All right.
And so I asked them to just give me a pass home that day.
Mm.
And they gave me a pass to go home.
All right.
That day. But I went home, and the Lord spoke to me. I went to my basement, close myself off, and go down there and pray.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't care who, if the house catch on fire. I told my daughter, I said, the house catch on fire. Don't bother me. Don't let nobody bother
all
me.
All right. Mother Francis, it sounds like God gave you a miracle, too. All right. We're going to let the world know about your miracle, too. Sound like you getting ready to stir some stuff up over there.
I'm telling her that reason. I say I believe in divine healing.
Yes, he's a divine healer.
I'm not saying that she didn't receive something from the Lord.
Oh, yes, she did.
See, God, he works in mysterious ways.
Yes, he does.
See, it's like Moses. See, they told Moses about all them children. And so Moses said he had mercy upon Hanama.
All right, then.
Please.
All right, Mother Francis, we're going to move on. We got a whole bank of callers, but you keep on praising God here. All right, God bless you. I love you. He's a miracle worker. Pastor Southall.
All right, Mother Francis, we're going to move on. God bless you, Bishop.
Hey, how you doing?
I am blessed with the Lord, and I was just sitting here listening to the radio broadcast. I want to celebrate with Deacon Bostic and Sister Brenda, and just thank God for the miraculous healing. And it just brought back to my remembrance of that night or that day, that morning that she was having surgery. My wife and I also went out. We were in the waiting room, and I was in there with Cedric's brother, Dr. Eric Bostic.
Mm-hmm.
And during that surgery, they went and got, well, they came out and they talked to him, and they told him that, you know, how bad the cancer had spread throughout
this thing
the
was bad. This was
and
bad.
And he said, this is from a radiologist,
mm-hmm.
a seasoned radiologist, and he said that, you know, he was upset. He said, I'm ticked off because this thing had gone so far. If they had gotten to it earlier,
mm-hmm.
they could have prevented it, but it was at a point that from their perspective, it couldn't be cured.
Mm.
But God stepped in.
But God.
And he had a plan that was beyond and befuddled everybody. And
oh,
I just thank God for the stance that they took.
I'm losing you, Pastor Southall. You moving?
Yeah, I'm driving.
Okay, you must have went through a weak spot. Okay. Okay, look, sound like I'm losing your cell, but we got your word, man. We got it. God bless you now. Okay, he was just being a witness, and we expect to hear from Dr. Bostic that saw all of this, and being a physician, he knows, he can declare how severe this thing is.
Yes.
So we're at the point now, you've been through the surgery, they went through that tumor board utilization, and they declared there's no need of doing anything else, we're going to give her chemo, no need of having the surgery, pick it up from there.
Exactly. And, yeah, that was their decision, and the radiologist, I'm sorry, the oncologist suggested that I start chemotherapy right away, and I did. You know, I was obedient and listened to the medical, team.
Mm-hmm.
But there were two doctors. One was a general surgeon, and one was a gastroenterologist. They were not willing to accept the fact that there wasn't anything medically that they could do.
Mm.
They were really, really wonderful, working on my behalf, and I look at them as being little angels, just trying to intervene.
Mm-hmm.
And these doctors went as far as contacting a surgeon in Philadelphia, PA.
Mm.
And this particular surgeon had transplanted a baboon liver into a human. I'm not sure if anyone remembers around that time.
Right.
And but of course, my insurance said no, we weren't going to allow you to go out of town. Of course, you can go on your own, but we weren't going to pay for it.
Okay.
So they basically didn't bother trying to pursue that particular hospital and that specialist.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a new doctor that had just relocated to Cincinnati, Ohio, and his name is Dr. Douglas Hanto, and he had just relocated to Cincinnati to revamp the liver transplant program at the University Hospital.
Mm.
He had only been in the city, I believe, maybe 6 or 9 months or so.
Hold on, wait a minute. This is another setup.
Yes.
This is another Holy Ghost divine setup.
Yes.
So you got some physicians there. They're not satisfied with just sitting back and watching you die.
Right.
They said, we've got to be some more we can try to do.
Right.
And now you got this specialist that's only been in the city for a short time.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Dr. Hanto, who we expect to hear from also today.
Exactly. He will be calling in.
Uh-huh.
And these doctors just did not accept what the utilization tumor board had to say.
Mm-hmm.
They told me, you are too young to be told that there isn't anything they can do and for you to just sit back and die. He said, you're basically a healthy person other than this cancer that's in your body.
My God.
So that's why they continued to pursue on their own.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that they were doing this until after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And they had forwarded my records to Dr. Hanto, X-ray, CT, all of that to him.
Okay.
And immediately, I mean, it was no time lapse. I visited this doctor, and it was my husband and I, and we met with him. And he was such a warm, gentle man. It was a spiritual connection.
Mm.
Just talking with him, he has such a calm demeanor,
mm-hmm.
very caring. And he honestly said to me, he said, I got the opportunity to review your records.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I will be perfectly honest with you. I told him to do that. I said, I want to know exactly what you have to say, because
mm-hmm.
I need to know exactly what to pray
mm-hmm.
for.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said that, this man said, I believe in prayer.
Not a physician said,
yes,
I believe in prayer.
Did. He said, I believe in prayer.
My God.
And he said to me, honestly, your chances are 50-50.
Wow.
He said 50-50.
The other doctor said no chance.
Exactly.
Now Dr. Hanto is saying 50-50
chance.
My
based
God.
On medically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But this man being a man of God, he believed.
But he believed in prayer.
Yes, he did.
Oh,
yes, he did.
We got to unfold some more of this story.
Yes.
This is the Bishop Bobby Hilton Radio Show here at 1230 AM WDBZ, your community and inspiration station. You can get in line to give us a call. 513-749-1230 is the number to call. Streaming all over the world at 1230 AM WDBZ.com. Do you believe in miracles? Here is one. We'll be right back.
Glory to God. Somebody give him glory in this race. Somebody give him glory in this race.
Talk about it. Pray about it. Musical testimony for Cincinnati. The new 1230 AM WDBZ. Your community and inspiration station. Changing the world through community and inspiration.
Got a story to tell.
On your radio and online at 1230 AM WDBZ.com.
This is Bishop Bobby Hilton, the Bishop Bobby Hilton Radio Show here at 1230 AM WDBZ, your community and inspiration station, streaming all over the world at 1230 AM WDBZ.com. I'm telling you, you need to call everybody you know. You know somebody struggling with their faith, wondering if God can. Well, let me tell you, I've got a witness in the studio. We know God is a miracle worker. Do you believe in miracles? Webster said it's an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. Well, we see the hand of God all up in this. I have Brenda Bostic and her husband, Deacon Cedric Bostic. She was diagnosed with colon cancer, cancer of the colon, and she's laying out this story. We want everybody to hear this. And one part we picked up, we were in services at Church of Deliverance, and I remember, I don't know if we were in revival or just church, but I remember telling her, I saw her having a child. I saw her having a baby. And sometime after that, she receives this diagnosis of cancer. So now, wait a minute, preacher, you said she was going to have a baby. Is she going to have a baby or is she going to die? But she spoke a word out of her mouth. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. 513-749-1230 is the number to call. I'll get to you. Hey, Bernice.
Yeah. Hi, Bishop.
How you doing?
I'm blessed.
All right.
I just thank and praise God for you, and I thank and praise God for Brenda.
Yes.
And her husband. And I, too, was diagnosed with cancer in 1998. But through the prayers that you all had given Brenda, and she told me, Auntie, you are going to be fine.
My.
And I truly believe everything happened for a reason. By God diagnosing her with cancer, and her faith was so strong, when that thing hit me, I know all was well.
She had enough faith to share it with you.
Yes, yes.
My God.
So she know I love her, and I love you all, and I just wanted everyone to know that just because the doctor say that you're going to die and you're diagnosed with something, if you have that strong faith and you have family members like you and Brenda to help you, you will get through it.
And then you come out with the testimony, too. God did that thing.
He did that thing. Yes, he did.
All right. God bless you, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. 513-749-1230 is the number to call. Okay, Brenda, let's pick this back up because now you've met Dr. Hanto.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Douglas Hanto, he says he believes in prayer. Kind of pick the story up from there.
Yes, he is a praying man.
Mm-hmm.
And he shared with me that, you know, the chances were slim. But he asked me, he said, just give me a chance. Just give me a chance.
Mm.
And I will go in and performed the surgery. And in the event he saw that there wasn't anything he can do, his hands would be tied, he would just simply stop the operation and close me up.
My
God. That's not what happened.
My God.
But one thing he did say after we concluded the meeting, he said, let's pray. Let's pray. And he led the prayer.
Now, wait a minute. So you're in the meeting, you and your husband, you're in the meeting with Dr. Hanto.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm just going to give you the true facts.
Right.
Maybe a 50% chance of making it. And I'll do what I can, but mm-hmm. I'll go in there, and if I find there's nothing I can do, I'll just close you back up.
Yes.
And that'll be it, the end of it. But the doctor said,
mm-hmm.
the physician said, let's pray.
Let's pray.
We have some medical doctors that believe in the power of God. It's nothing like having a physician that know there's a higher physician.
Exactly.
Good God of my.
Exactly.
And you told me he led the prayer.
He led the prayer. That's pretty powerful.
Yes.
And you're allowing yourself to be operated on by a man of God, that gives you a little bit more, you know, strength and say, okay, let's go and do this.
God is all up in this thing.
Yes.
God is all up in this.
God's hands were on me. Hands was on me. He led and direct every single step.
Now he was going to
this entire
the whole process
situation. Yes.
Now Dr. Hanto was going to give you surgery on your liver?
Liver.
Okay, tell us about that.
He's a liver transplant specialist.
Okay.
And he was going to do the surgery, and he did that. And that surgery was done on November of 1992.
Now, I remember something about that surgery. Was this the surgery that they were preparing for and they had to stop it?
No, this is the very first.
That's the very, this is the very first surgery. Okay, this is the very first
surgery.
And what did he do? He did what with the liver?
He basically removed the liver.
Okay.
He removed the entire liver and he dissected the liver.
Mm-hmm.
This surgery was 13 hours long.
Wow.
13 hours long. And here's the one thing I would like to say, a miracle took place before the surgery
mm-hmm.
because the different CAT scans and ultrasounds that were done, they knew what tumors were there and what they were concerned with and what they needed to be careful with. There was a particular area on the liver that there was a tumor so close to the hepatic vein, and they were that was their main concern. And if they couldn't do anything with that particular area there, that was pretty critical. That's why they would end the surgery, because there nothing could be done, because you needed that particular vein to keep the blood flow.
Okay.
So when the liver was literally taken out of my body and laid on the table, this is what the physician shared with us and the family. Looking at the ultrasound and looking at the CT scan on film, and then they're having an ultrasound scanning the liver that's on the table. What they were seeing on film was not showing up on the scan at the present time. Like, okay, what happened to this tumor that's right there on this scan that was taken a week ago, and now this tumor is not there?
Wow.
That tumor was gone.
The hand of God was already at work.
The hand of God had already been at work. So that was wonderful. And the surgery was 13 hours long, and I was told when the surgery ended, family and friends were there waiting. They waited patiently, and my mom told me when she saw Dr. Hanto come through the door, there was a glow on his face, and he had a smile.
My God.
And she said, everything is all right, before he said one word.
My
God. And that's when he shared with them what was happening.
Good
and the
God
reason
Almighty.
Why the surgery took so long, they wanted, it was a very delicate surgery, of course, and they just wanted to make sure they did all that they could do. But we knew God had already done.
God had already done the work.
Exactly.
And so he dissected the liver.
Right.
And examined it, and then it ended putting the liver back in your body.
Yeah, he put the liver back. 80% of my liver was removed that day.
Wait a minute. 80%
of
your liver is removed.
I just had 20% left there.
And they put 20% of your liver back in your body.
Back in my body.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you all listening to this? Are you listening to this? I got to quickly go to news here in a moment, but let me try to get Ashley. Hey, Ashley.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. What you got to say?
I just wanted to thank God for healing her.
All right.
She had my best friend.
All right. She had your best friend. This is your best friend's mother, huh?
Yep.
That's all right, Ashley. Thank you for calling in, okay?
Thank you.
Take care,
Hi,
dear.
Ashley.
That's beautiful. All right. She had to thank God for healing you because you had her best friend.
Yes,
that's beautiful.
Yes,
hey, this is the Bishop Bobby Hilton Radio Show. I got physicians that's going to be calling. I want to talk to you. We got to go to news. But do you believe in miracles? You might as well start believing in it now, because God is a miracle worker. 513-749-1230 is the number to call. This is the Bishop Bobby Hilton Radio Show here at 1230 a.m. WDBZ, your community and inspiration station. We'll be back on the other side of news.
The new 1230 AM WDBZ. And on the web at 1230 AM WDBZ.com. Your community and inspiration station.